Hello and welcome. My name is Pernilla Lila Rose from Divine Feminine Flow. And today I'm offering you this meditation to help you feel loved inside. If you feel a lack or an emptiness inside, and if you never really felt loved when you grew up, or any time during your life now, this could be an essential ingredient to feel whole and at peace inside. I'll give you a little introduction here first before I guide you into the meditation on another recording. And on that meditation, you will get the experience to start feeling loved. And there is a very significant difference between being loved and feeling loved. It can be night and day. They can be worlds apart, even with all the best intentions. So you're going to start feeling loved, and it's actually a mighty thing when you do. When I grew up, I actually never felt loved. I know my parents loved me. That I don't doubt. But because they had their own empty hole inside, because they probably never felt loved either, they were not able to love me in a way that made me really feel it. They didn't know what it was that I needed, and they didn't know what I needed to feel loved. But of course, as a child, you don't really think about that. You just know that something is off. And in my case, I felt very restless and intense, and I got angry easily. I didn't know why, and neither did my parents. Nobody ever asked me or tried to help me calm down or listen to me or help me find a deeper sense of peace so I could relax, because nobody really understood these things back then. That's something that we are becoming much more aware of nowadays, which is why we can do things like this meditation is offering you to help remedy some of the things that didn't happen when we grew up. And in my life, self-love has, of course, been my main ingredient on my journey of awakening and of healing and embodiment. And this little meditation is a very important step on this journey. Until you can feel loved inside as a real felt sense, you really can't help but try to find a way to fill up this empty hole inside. It's quite unconscious, and truthfully, we all do it until we don't. And today could be your time to stop looking outside and start the process of filling up from the inside out. So listening to yourself, honoring yourself and loving yourself, all the things that I teach and have learned to do for myself, they're very essential parts on our journey home. And this meditation will get to the root of why you may not have been listening and honoring and loving yourself in the past, and get a sense of what is needed for that to happen on a much deeper level. And once you feel loved, and you may notice that I really stress and emphasize the word feel, because that is the whole clue to this. So once you feel loved, you'll experience a lot of the tension, the restlessness, the striving, the efforting, the resisting, that can finally find rest, and that can finally come to a place of peace. So I'm going to ask you for this meditation to either use your own parents, if, again, if you can feel that they would be able to love and treat you in a way that helps you feel loved inside now or during that meditation, so that there's actually a way where you can receive it so you can feel it. That's why you may be able to use your own parents, but most people can't. So please don't feel bad or guilty about that. It's actually perfectly okay. So if you at this time are one of those, one of us, who can't feel that your parents were or are able to do that for you, so, you know, please don't make them wrong. They did their best, and I'm sure you know that. That's just how it was when we grew up. It's different today. So you're free to use any imaginary or real people or spiritual icons to help you feel loved. Someone you'll feel safe with. Someone who does not want anything from you in return. Someone who can love you unconditionally and who can help you feel that it's real and authentic and true. It can be a real person. It can be somebody from a movie that gave you a feeling of kind of wishing you had parents like that. Or maybe somebody who really touched your heart in real life or in a movie. Some gestures, some a way they spoke, a way they looked at somebody. It can be a spiritual teacher, a safe, trusted friend. It can be a therapist, a coach. It can be a spirit guide. It can be somebody on the other side. It can be whatever feels good and right to you. Someone you feel safe enough with to totally be yourself without feeling fear of being rejected or judged or made wrong, or where you don't feel you have to hold back, you don't feel you're too much, no matter what. You can just show up with all of it, and you know it's going to be okay. Could be someone whom you've seen love their children in a way that you longed for when you grew up, and you may still be longing for that. And the reason I'm sharing that last little option is because I remember years ago when I saw one of my adult friends cuddle up in her mom's lap. We were at her mom's house, and she just cuddled up in her mom's lap while her mom was sitting on a chair, and her mom was just holding her so very lovingly. And, you know, it just felt so, so, so beautiful and so clean and real and authentic and just open. And it struck me so deeply that I started crying. This was something I had never experienced in this way, where, you know, her daughter could just fully give herself and receive with her mom. So even though I didn't even know that I had this longing, it was like, bang, you know, it just hit me right in my, in the tightness in my belly. And it made me aware of this missing experience. The tight knot inside that had held on to this feeling of not feeling. There was like a tightness trying not to feel this pain of this missing piece that I didn't even know. It was so unconscious. And suddenly, by just seeing this playing out in front of me, it was being penetrated. It surprised me. And tears of letting go by being penetrated this loving way, that was the result in that moment. So please, before you do the meditation, take your time to find any parents who you imagine are able to help you receive love, receive the love into this hole or this knot or this emptiness inside, this restlessness inside that is yearning for something. It's yearning to be filled and it's yearning to relax. And it may not even know it yet. Because, you know, we built so many layers around it so we don't have to feel it, because it's very painful then. So using an outside person, either imaginary or real, is perfectly okay. And you're going to do it to help, what shall I say, quote unquote, install the hardware that was missing when you grew up. And once it's installed, you'll be able to access it easier and easier the more you go there. And at some point, you'll be able to be that parent for yourself. But please don't rush the process. If you didn't receive this activation when you grew up, you probably won't exactly have what you need to do it yourself. To do it yourself yet, but you will at some point. And I know in spiritual circles, it's often kind of assumed that you need to be able to do it all on your own. But it's a timing thing. And if you do too soon, there is still something missing so you can really receive it. So I want to ask you to take all the time you need with these real or imaginary parents to feel loved first. Feel loved first until you're able to feel it without an outside projection. And that is simply going to take as long as it's going to take, and it's different for everyone. So I'm not saying you can't do it yourself from within, and I'm not saying you can't parent yourself. It just happens over time. Once you activate a new neural pathway in your brain, in your system, so you can start feeling it and receiving it. It makes it a lot easier if you let yourself receive this experience from someone else outside of you. Someone who's able to help you open a door that has been shut tight for a long time, out of pain, out of protection, out of fear. So you want to find somebody, imagine someone who is able, real or imagined, who's able to soften, help you soften the tight knot that holds the pain of never really having felt loved in the way you long for. When you grew up, you may never have felt what we're talking about here. So you may not have a place or an open door, which would be your heart, to receive it into. And this meditation will open the door, and it will create a space for you to start feeling the possibility to experience feeling loved. And then, once it's open, then you can go there anytime with the projected or the imagined outside or on your own. So before we start, take some time to find your ideal parents or loving caretakers who you feel are able to give you what you needed and you possibly still do. Let them be really loving and mature. Let them be divine and feminine and masculine, capable. Let them be able to be present with a stillness and an energy that just is present and solid and centered. Then you can relax into it, because then you know it's safe. So I would say any qualities that resonate with you, that are necessary for you. It's all about you here, right? For you to feel safe and able to open up to receiving it. That's what's important here. It's about you, what you need. Not finding somebody who can't give it to you again, but creating someone who can, so you can receive it. And then take some time after that to feel this tightness or this emptiness inside and begin to get a sense of what it needs in order to relax. You know, what is this feeling so restless about? It wants something which it only knows and feels as pain without really knowing what it needs. And that's normal if it's been really tight. So don't worry about finding the exact thing. It's a process of unfolding where you learn about yourself one layer at a time, gently, kindly, and lovingly. So when you feel that you have found your ideal parents, the ones that you create, and when you're in touch with this empty or tight place inside and this restlessness, then you can go straight to the meditation. So feeling loved happens over time. And I highly recommend that you listen to this meditation daily for a while, or as often as you can, in order to install and activate this new neural pathway until it becomes permanent, permanently open, right? Until your door is open and able to start feeling loved naturally, one step at a time. And then eventually it becomes your default. The door's just open. You don't have to work for it. You just can drop in there. So with that, I would invite you to now or when you're ready to please go to the meditation, the real meditation, by clicking on the next link. I hope you enjoy the meditation.